10 surefire guaranteed ways to go out of business. Vernon Law once said, experience is the worst teacher. It gives the test before presenting the lesson. Most operators focus on getting better as a business strategy, but what about the importance of also knowing what not to do? Rarely do we examine how to fail, but we could. Rarely do we study the train wrecks, but we should. Business success comes from good judgment. Good judgment comes from experience, and experience comes from bad judgment. So here's a top 10 list of surefire, guaranteed bad judgment ways to go out of business. Number one, unsafe food, unsanitary conditions. Job one, every single shift is food safety and cleanliness. You can't serve or sell anything in a closed restaurant. Number two, serve hot food cold and cold food hot. That'll put you out of business. Get the food right and don't get the basics backwards. Number three, hire people dumber than you. That way you look smarter until those people start interacting with your guests. Four, have high turnover. Pay people poorly, treat them even worse, and then let them loose on your customers. The best business strategy on earth, said no one ever. Your crew either delivers on the brand promise or they don't. And customers will always judge your brand based on the experiences they have with your managers and crew. If you need employees badly, you probably have bad employees. Number five, habitual inconsistency. Subject your customers to maddening swings in quality, supervision, energy, and execution every time they visit, and you'll fall quicker than a bad facelift. Number six, stand for nothing. If you have no principles, both life and business starts easy but quickly becomes compromised and complicated. Customers and crew are confused, accountability is abused, and discipline diffused. Know the difference between rules and principles. Rules tell you what you can do, and principles tell you what you can't do. When you don't know what you stand for, everything becomes an argument. Everything is debatable. When you stand for something, decisions are obvious. Number seven, sacrifice quality for cost savings. Yeah, customers will forgive us for a higher price, but never for lower quality. Cut costs, don't cut corners. Number eight, no focus. The devil is in the details, and details need direction. To realize long-term goals, you must manage the short-term well. Every goal you have must be communicated to the people who execute on those goals, or the goals are irrelevant. Number nine, don't make mistakes. The truth is that mistakes well handled can pave the road to success. Normalize error, just don't make the same mistake twice, and make better mistakes tomorrow. Number 10, wait for change to stop happening. Hey, good luck on that one, but in the meantime, consider this. Doing things well is more important than doing new things, so continuously improve everything you do. If you're not getting more, better, faster, then they're getting more, better, faster, says Tom Peters, then you're getting less better or more worse.